Welcome to the February 18th, 2019 edition of the Crypto.IQ Daily Radio Show, where we do a deep dive market analysis every day and talk about the biggest stories in the Bitcoin and crypto space. This is your host, Space Marine, live from space. And this morning feels like the twilight zone in a really good way. Like, Bitcoin was totally stuck at like 3,600 and going down a little bit. Last night, or actually yesterday afternoon, Bitcoin was at 3,550. And then yesterday evening, Bitcoin started to slowly crawl up. It crossed through the $3,600 level around when the sun set in the eastern United States, and it just kept going up all night. Around midnight, Bitcoin was at $3,670. And that wasn't quite unprecedented yet, because Bitcoin was as high as $3,700 on February 8th, which was 10 days ago. But then Bitcoin kept on going up during the early morning, overnight hours. And then this morning, it really went up. So it crossed $3,700 about when the sun rose in the eastern United States. And it went as high as 3830 about maybe an hour ago, or less than an hour ago. And now Bitcoin is at $3,800. So that's like the first little rally we've seen in a long time. Zooming out on the chart, Bitcoin hasn't been this high in a while. The last time Bitcoin was as high as $3,800 looks like it was January 10th or so, when Bitcoin was crashing down through that level. Technically, the highest Bitcoin has been in 2019 so far is about $4,100, right towards the beginning of the year, like the first week of the year. Bitcoin was as high as $4,100, so we still have a little ways to go before we even hit the high for the year or anything. But this is a positive sign that there was a rally this morning. The magnitude of this rally is similar to the rally on February 8th when Bitcoin rose from 3,350 to like 3,700 and then settled around 3,630. This time it went from like 3,550 to like 3,800. And when you look at the long-term chart, they're pretty similar magnitude. And also, when you add these rallies together, like, Bitcoin never went back down to 3,350 after that February 8th rally. It actually held around, you know, went as low as like 3,550. And then now we have another rally. And that's a really good sign that we saw a rally and then another rally within about 10 days. And that's a little bit... that's like that consistent long-term rally we've been talking about. It's not quite that yet, but like, if you put another couple of these together or a few of them together over the course of a month, we might be able to start talking about, okay, is the crypto market ready to start rallying? Like, is the bottom already in? Was the bottom at $3,100 in mid-December? So, very positive sign this morning that this rally happened before Bitcoin declined all the way to 3,350 again, because Bitcoin was declining the last 10 days, and then this happened. And now Bitcoin's higher than it's been since, like, early January, basically. So Bitcoin's not the only thing rallying to... Ethereum's up 14%. And Ethereum's been doing really good. Like, it was as low as, like, $105 maybe, like, a few weeks ago. And now it's at $144. $15 billion market cap. And that's well ahead of XRP Ripple. So there was a time where Ethereum and Ripple were competing for that number two spot. And Ripple was in number two for a while. During these bear market lows. But now Ethereum's getting some of its steam back. And even though they're having that Constantinople hard fork coming up in like 9 days. And actually, sometimes there is a pre-fork rally. That's quite a common occurrence. Like, when Bitcoin Cash was about to fork, Bitcoin Cash rallied to over $600. Ethereum has rallied before, ahead of the Constantinople hard fork, when they thought it was going to happen. And now the fork's going to happen in 9 days, and here we have Ethereum rallying again. So we still have to see what plays out when the fork happens, but in general, this rally today seems to be a broad crypto space rally, and there's Ethereum up 14%. That's a big deal. And any sort of price increase they can get before the fork will help Ethereum survive the fork in good condition. The difficulty bomb's already going off. It's like over 20-second block times. So I was optimistic that Ethereum is rallying despite those conditions. Ripple is up 5%. EOS is up 13%. So there we go. EOS and Ethereum are up about the same amount, and EOS is another popular platform for developing blockchain applications. So it seems like today's a very positive day for the blockchain application platforms where developers actually develop these applications. Litecoin's up 7%. So Litecoin led the last rally on February 8th. Litecoin's not leading today, but it is going up with everything else today. Litecoin's at a $2.8 billion market cap now. It used to be in number 4, but EOS is ahead of Litecoin at this time, so Litecoin's at number 5. Bitcoin Cash up 11% at $135. So Bitcoin Cash has been doing pretty bad since the fork in mid-November that created Bitcoin SV. That being said, when all the cryptos rally, like on a rally day like today, Bitcoin Cash goes up with the rest of them. That's an interesting thing. Like, it seems like Bitcoin Cash doesn't really have that much users or that much use, but when the major cryptocurrencies rise, they all just kind of rise, no matter what their merits are, so. Yeah, Bitcoin Cash is at $2.4 billion market cap. Tron, TRX, is up 4%. So Tron was actually, like, one of the most hot cryptocurrencies, maybe back in January. And now it's rallying today with everything else, but it's not rallying as much as anything else, really. Stellar, XLM, is up 5%. Binance Coin, up about 5%. So the Binance DEX, they're actually launching their testnet for the Binance chain on, like, 2 days from now. And Binance Coin is in a good position to rally once they actually really go live with the mainnet, because Binance Coin BNB is the only way to pay for transaction fees on the Binance chain. So there's a lot of speculation centering around Binance Coin. Now they're number 10 on CoinMarketCap, well ahead of Bitcoin SV. Bitcoin SV is also at 5% today. It's at $65 now. Bitcoin SV has been doing poorly since created. And Bitcoin SV is kind of like the child of Craig Wright. And we're going to talk about Craig Wright on this show. He's saying some pretty crazy things. All right, Cardano ADA is up 8%. And Cardano is another one of those cryptos slash blockchain platforms for developing, like, dApps. So it seems like today is a big day for any sort of a blockchain platform such as EOS, Ethereum, or Cardano for developing dApps. That's what's leading the rally today, apparently. Monero, XMR, the number one privacy coin, is up almost 8%. IOTA, which is MyOTA, is up 6%. Dash, up 6%. Heading down the list to Dogecoin, up only 4%, but that's still pretty positive. Back to $243 million market cap, so that's a nice little rise from where it was. The total cryptocurrency market cap has risen from $120 billion about a day ago to $130 billion. So that's a really impressive rise. $10 billion was added to the total crypto market cap, and now it's about 30% above those bear market lows. It's gaining a little safety room above the bear market low. And like I was talking about at the beginning of the market analysis, it's good to add rallies together like this. This is the first time I've seen this in a while, where we have one rally, and then maybe like a week later we have another rally, and it kind of adds to each other. So in total, Bitcoin has gone up from like $3,300 to like $3,800 over the course of less than 2 weeks. And of course, we are now nicely above that bear market low of $3,100. It's at $3,800. If you zoom out on the big chart for Bitcoin, like the 12-hour chart on Bitcoin Wisdom, $3,100 still looks like a support level. But then again, before, Bitcoin was slowly declining towards $3,100 throughout 2019. And now the recent two little rallies that we've had on February 8th and now February 18th, it's kind of pulling Bitcoin away from that support level. It's actually going up. The resistance level, I would say, is probably $3,800 to $3,900 based on the trading data from this morning. So, maybe $4,000 is that real resistance level. So, if we could break through $4,000, that'd be another really good sign. And $3,100 continues to be the support. And there's probably, like, local support around, like, $3,700 now. So, very positive news on the crypto markets this morning. It's like a breath of fresh air to actually see it rising. People are actually making money and they're happy with it instead of like being dismal and, you know, the bears running rampant. All right, that's all we have for the market analysis today. Moving on to the most interesting story of the day, perhaps. Craig Wright is once again claiming he's Satoshi. He's getting really arrogant about this. So the CFTC asked for like comments about Ethereum. And he goes ahead and posts, like, my name is Dr. Craig Wright, and under the pseudonym Satoshi Nakamoto, I completed a project I started in 1997 that was filed with the Australian government in part under a project called Blacknet. So, and then he starts saying that Ethereum's not so good, and he's going to make himself available. He's like, I'm going to plan to make myself available for questioning from the CFTC outside of the scope of this response. He writes a long response about how, like, all the other blockchain and cryptocurrency platforms are, like, really bad compared to his original idea of Bitcoin. I don't think the original Satoshi Nakamoto would ever make himself available to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission for questioning. It doesn't even make sense. Like, and even him just pretending to do that, he's walking into a storm. Like, the government really wants to know who Satoshi is, and it might not be for the right reasons. And he's literally saying, I'm Satoshi, and I want to appear before the government, before the enforcement agency. It's like, come on. And also, Craig Wright in general has been, like, really, Like, I've read Satoshi's posts on Bitcoin Talk a lot, and he's, like, a really nice guy, and he helps people. Craig Wright, on the other hand, is, like, really arrogant. He bans everyone from his Twitter. Like, I got banned from, his, like, viewing his Twitter account for, like, nothing. So, he's, like, very, like, thin-skinned, also pretty arrogant towards everyone. He doesn't sound like Satoshi at all. And also, most of all, besides all that, like, anecdotal evidence, Craig Wright refuses to, like, prove he's Satoshi. So there's a few ways, maybe at least a couple ways he could prove he's Satoshi. Craig Wright literally could just, like, sign a message with his private key from the Genesis block, if he really is Satoshi, and show the world, and everyone be like, okay, you're Satoshi. No matter how much we don't like you, you're obviously Satoshi. Or he can go on Bitcoin Talk and use the Satoshi account on there and post, like, hey, I'm... You know, I am Craig Wright, I am Satoshi this whole time, you know, or something. But he hasn't been able to do either of that. Supposedly Gavin Anderson, one of the earliest Bitcoin developers, saw Craig Wright sign a message with a private key. But who knows? Like, how can we just trust anyone? I mean, Gavin Anderson's one of the earliest Bitcoin developers, and he's really reputable, but he didn't, like, take a picture of, like, that signed message, and no one's ever seen it. And if Craig Wright could easily send a message for Gavin Anderson, why can't he just do it for the world? Like, sending a message does not, like, expose his private key or anything. That's the point. You can sign a message with your Bitcoin private key, but it doesn't expose your private key. It just proves you hold the private key. And so if he's announcing to the world, I'm Satoshi, like, left and right, like, he's doing it a lot. And he says, oh, I'm going to be a lot more public now about how I'm Satoshi. Like, he says that in the CFTC comment. So, like, this is a comment on, like, a request for information for the CFTC. So he's giving them information, apparently, about how Bitcoin was formed. And even if he's not Satoshi, and he really hasn't proved that, like, you know, he didn't sign any message with a private key. He didn't post on his Bitcoin Talk account if it was actually his. And now he's, like, screaming to the United States government, I'm Satoshi. That's, like, all things Satoshi would not do. If Satoshi was to come back, he'd probably be very humble. He'd probably sign that message with the Genesis blog private key. And then say, hey, guys, I'm back. You know, I'm sorry I was gone. And then he would start helping people instead of, like, Craig Wright, who's, like, attacking people and then claiming he's Satoshi. I think it's, like, a power trip. So I'm getting, like, really sick of this. Like, everyone calls him fake Toshi for years now because he started this in, like, 2015, I think. He started it, like, 4 years ago. He started calling himself Satoshi, but he never proves it. And then he bans everyone on Twitter that, like, calls him out for, like, not doing anything. In fact, his excuse, last time I read, like, it was a statement, like, a few days ago. Like, he's getting really active with this again for some reason. His statement a few days ago was, like, I can't sign with the private key because it's a waste of time. I have to be busy building. It only takes 1 second to sign a message with a Bitcoin private key if you have the Bitcoin wallet, like the Bitcoin Core client. And anyways, another piece of evidence that he is not Satoshi is that he created, like, Bitcoin SV. He was, like, a big proponent for Bitcoin Cash. And then he kind of, like, wrecked Bitcoin Cash by making Bitcoin SV. And they're not Bitcoin, but he's like, oh, this is the real Bitcoin that Satoshi, you know, invented. He's like, and that's why I call it Satoshi Vision. Bitcoin SV means Bitcoin Satoshi Vision. And he thinks he is Satoshi. So it's all really arrogant and crazy. And there's only one Bitcoin, no matter what Craig Wright says about him being Satoshi and then how he's created Bitcoin Satoshi Vision. That's just an altcoin that's going down the ranks. So that's all I got to say about that. And then another juicy story for the day. Brock Pierce and Mark Karpeles are fighting over Mt. Gox. It doesn't even make sense. So basically, Brock Pierce says he bought like 100% of Mt. Gox after Mt. Gox already collapsed. Like, apparently he sent the Bitcoin to Mark Karpeles, and that gave him 88% of Mt. Gox's ownership. And then he sent the Bitcoin to Jed McCallum, and that gave him the other 12% of Mt. Gox's ownership. And, like, at first he said that, and everyone in the crypto world said, okay, sure. But now Mark Karpeles has said that's totally not true. That's not, like, legally finalized, and it's not a deal. And so now they're kind of fighting. Brock Pierce wants to bring back Mt. Gox. He wants to purchase the domain and the website and just launch it again. And Mark Karpeles is like, please don't do this. And the whole world's saying, please don't bring back Mt. Gox. I don't want to get goxed again. Apparently, Brock Pierce's motivation is that they could maybe recover those, like, 650,000 to 850,000 Bitcoins that Mt. Gox lost in the first place because he says they have better technology now. But, I mean, if the Bitcoins really were, like, sold or hacked or whatever, like, they're not going to be there no matter how good your technology is. So, it's not really clear what exactly is going on here. Why does Brock Pierce want to bring back Mt. Gox? And Mark Karpeles is right in saying, like, please, like, just step away from this. Like, this is such a wreck. Like, I mean, Mark Karpeles' life has been destroyed by Mt. Gox, and of course Mark Karpeles isn't innocent in this either. He's, like, about to go to prison. So, Yeah, I think this should just be ended. Like, please don't bring back Mt. Gox is all I'm going to say, too. Like, this is ridiculous. There's plenty of good exchanges now, like Coinbase, Bitstamp, Bitfinex. We don't need Mt. Gox. No one's going to want to use Mt. Gox after all the stuff that happened on Mt. Gox. So, yeah. All right, that's all we have for you today on this February 18th, 2019 edition of the Crypto.IQ Daily Radio Show. Come back tomorrow for another exciting episode and go to Crypto.IQ 24/7 for the most important stories in the Bitcoin and crypto space. And also join the Crypto.IQ trading desk. They've made over 280% profit since July during the worst of the bear market. So even if the market conditions are bad, these Crypto.IQ trading desk traders like can make a lot of money. And also, if you join the trading desk, and there's a 14-day free trial, so it's free to do so right now for 2 weeks. You can just join and watch what they do. They post their trades in real time, and they're completely transparent with the trades, and they give like a full analysis for each trade they're doing. And you can ask them as many questions as you want, and they'll answer them. This is your host, Space Marine, signing out. I remain in space.